This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me in the JPR studios today is the band Br'er Rabbit. It's Zach, Nathan Hamer, Miranda Zickler, Jillian Walker. Hi, guys. Welcome to JPR.
Hello.
Howdy.
The album is called The Wild North. It's independently released, right? BrerRabbitMusic.com, mm-hmm. the website, to find out information on the band. You guys are described as being a Bellingham band, but as I understand, Zach, you and Nathan are actually from Mount Vernon.
We're all from Mount Vernon.
All four of us are from Mount Vernon.
Really?
Yeah.
But you guys didn't meet until you were all back east for the most part, right?
That's right. Yeah.
How awkward was that?
It was really awkward.
Like, I mean, literally in something like New York, realizing that you're all from the same town?
Yeah, it was a really strange thing. Obviously, they're brothers, so they knew each other. But we didn't meet. I mean, we had mutual friends, so that was sort of how we came together. And it was actually the day that I was leaving New York after 3 years to come back to the Northwest. So we kind of talked about making music together, but then it didn't happen until...
We knew of each other.
Right.
We just didn't meet or... Because we were all in, like, the musical...
It wasn't like we
all,
like,
that,
ran
so.
Into each other, like...
Yeah.
Like, some, like,
it was
and
planned,
met
it was a
randomly.
Meeting.
A Mount Vernon sticker on her, on her shirt or something.
She had an I Heart MV t-shirt on, if I remember correctly.
It was still a very strange thing to have grown up in the same town all our lives and not have known each other. And Jillian was the same way.
Now, are you guys all generally the same age? Is that why maybe your paths...
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that your paths would have crossed. But
well, they were homeschooled.
It's not that big of a city.
Me and my brother were homeschooled, so we didn't meet another human being until around 20, 21. It's very shocking.
We only had animal friends at that point, so
we were one with nature.
Now, is it true? I read this online that Zach, you and Nathan actually met Miranda in a diner.
Yeah, well, we met in Union Square and then went to a diner,
which was just
where we
right
talked.
In the square. Yeah, yeah.
And so how does that work? You obviously grew up with animal friends. So how do you muster the courage to go talk to a random girl in a diner that's just wearing
that's
a Mount Vernon shirt?
I don't know. He was the one that.
Well, yeah, I
he
mean...
thought I was pretty.
Well, that's true.
I see. So there's an underlying theme going on here.
An underlying creeper is how all of this started.
I thought Jillian was pretty. Yeah.
We all stalked each other online until we found each other.
Now, when you met in New York and when you finally started making connections, had all of you been making music independently or in a duo, the brothers in a duo? Or?
Me and Zach were in a band called the Hamer Brothers. We just played... Locally, Jillian, you were in playing orchestra.
Well, I played in orchestra, and I also played.
That's okay.
She's gonna make her way to the microphone.
There's only three microphones here. I played in the orchestra just through elementary school and high school, and a couple symphonies in the two universities that I went to, and I also played on the side just with friends, and we played random gigs in like farmers market and stuff like that. So.
And then Miranda was busking in train stations.
Most of what I did in New York actually was a mix of musical theater and busking with my guitar on the L train platform into Brooklyn. So that was kind of my launch into that. And the whole time I was just like, all I want to do is join a band. I just want to start a band. And then lo and behold, the Brothers Hamer emerged from the woodwork of the Union Square Diner.
It's Br'er Rabbit live on Jefferson Public Radio. They've got a new album. It's called The Wild North. What do you guys want to play first?
We will play Grace.
All right. And we should say before you play that Nathan's in here right now on ukulele and vocals. Miranda's got a banjo and vocals and some sort of homemade stomp box thing.
Yep.
Okay. Zach's guitar and bass drum and vocals. And Jillian's in the back on cello. All right.
Tickets on the table and a bag by the door.
One's broken hearted life.
packing for a long, long time. I boxed all my letters and stamped all my rhymes. Walking around in your high heel shoes.
While we drink mason jars of contraband blues.
Gotta get away. Sometime soon we will get away.
That is Br'er Rabbit live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from their album called The Wild North. BrerRabbitMusic.com, the place to go for information on the band. We were talking before the tune about you guys all getting together in New York. When was this? How many years ago did you officially form? And as I understand it, you formed initially as a trio, correct?
It was winter of 2012, was it?
Yeah. It was, I think, January of 2012. I moved back to the Northwest.
January of 2012?
Yes. And Zach followed shortly after
I'm
that.
I'm confused.
What year is it, Zach?
Possibly.
I didn't
maybe
know it was that long.
No. It was. Yeah. But it was only the two of us playing at that point, and we were basically just playing Hamer Brothers songs. It's kind of funny because the first time Zach and I ever played together, we were billed as the Hamer Brothers.
Even though I was in school still
in New York.
In New York, so.
And I am
we had come back to Washington State. He had stayed in New York because he had more school. I had gotten a random email asking if the Hamer Brothers could play a gig, and I said, can we play
this is a much longer version
it?
Of the story.
And we've got this.
But anyway, I think it's been about 2.5 years, probably 2 years since we officially formed as a trio, and we were playing with a bassist. We had another bassist since then, and then Jillian came to one of our shows, and we had grown up a couple of blocks apart in Mount Vernon, but not seen each other since elementary school. She came to one of our shows, and I remembered that she played cello, so I was like, oh, you should come be a guest musician on our album, and then she just never left.
So you guys describe your sound as what? Folk stomp? Americana? Somewhere in that milieu of a million different descriptors?
We made that genre up because we couldn't think of one that adequately described it. Still
isn't. Our genre is sort of made up, so I feel like a made up phrase is adequate.
We all have very like vast musical interests, so they kind of mishmash together. But there's a lot of stomping, and I think the root of it is in folk music, and we're even kind of moving away from the Americana aspect per se, but because there's a lot, especially once Jillian joined, there's a lot more like Celtic and classical influence.
Let me ask about influence then, because with four different people in the band, you probably all have some differences going back. I read, Miranda, that you have cited African choral singing, Regina Spektor, who's got a new second wind because of Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yeah.
The Decemberists, obviously people around here know them very, very well,
yeah.
And Colin Molloy's writing. Then the classics, Dylan, Paul Simon, folks like that. Anybody have influences that are way out in left field that it's sort of the oddity in the band?
I love classical. I'm a huge Beethoven fan. I don't know how much that influences my writing, but I'm sure it does a little bit. And I actually started writing on piano, and I wrote more classical music. It was the first kind of music I wrote. I would say that would be one of my biggest influences. That's kind of out of nowhere.
And for Miranda, I mean, Michael Jackson is
huge
influence in the Jackson 5. So it's like, I wouldn't say it's like clear out there, but I think we're not playing, you know.
For sure. And Nathan really likes dubstep.
I do listen to dubstep. I wouldn't say it, and not like I have wide like taste. I just like go. I like listen to like, you know, hip hop and like dubstep, but I wouldn't say it influences my musical writing per se.
A little bit.
I will be dropping a fat beat. And
I was going to say, it's probably a bit odd to watch you chilling to dubstep driving the van.
I do, yeah.
Down the freeway.
Yeah. I mean, like,
he cranks the dubstep
if we plug in my iPod, it goes from like Lead Belly, and then the next song is dubstep, and then the next song is, you know, the ninth or, yeah, Tallest Man on Earth, you know, so.
Like the Beatles.
Or the Beatles,
yeah. Yeah, so it's all really all over the map.
Yeah. Irish dubstep for Jelly. Really.
So when all of you bring all of those influences and backgrounds together, does it end up pulling the music in different directions, or does it just add to what the band creates as a foursome?
I think it's really just, I've never like, it's never, I think you guys feel the same way. It's never felt like it's you know, it's like, oh, this isn't working, this isn't blending. It's just, it's made it stronger, if anything, you know.
It connects very, I mean, I was just
like, it keeps us from getting like in a rut almost as far as writing it. And, yeah. and when we, you know, we each write separately, we'll like get the bones of a song and then we'll bring it to the band. And that's when it really comes to life because of all the different influences.
And they intersect really nicely. It's not like I hate any of the music that they listen to or, you know, vice versa. So it's, all of those genres somehow come together pretty neatly.
I could write a song that has like a Beirut or, you know, sort of type feel, and then I bring it to the band, it becomes something else entirely just because of their influences are suddenly, you know.
And everyone has their own ideas too. Everyone, not all of us think the same musically, I feel like, in certain ways, but when we all work together, it comes together really well, but we all come up with different, fresh ideas, and that's what's kind of cool too.
Well, let's hear another tune. What do you guys want to play next?
This one's called With a Gun, and it was actually a Hamer Brothers song. It was very folky and slow, and now it's kind of turned into more of a rock song.
So this is a good example of sort of what happens when we all get together.
Yeah.
That is Br'er Rabbit live in the studios of Jefferson Public Radio with music from their album called The Wild North. You can learn more about the band at BrerRabbitMusic.com. Let's talk about the name. So historically speaking, the Br'er Rabbit is a bit of a trickster character. So who had that sly grin and decided that would be the name for you?
Well, it was kind of a funny thing because I had never really played or listened to folk music per se. So when we started I was just thinking about folktales, and Br'er Rabbit is a Cherokee story that I had read a lot when I was a kid. And Br'er is a southern contraction of the word brother. So I thought, well, that's perfect. I'm super into animal advocacy, so we have the brothers and the rabbit. Now we have a second rabbit. And it ended up fitting really nicely because, as you can see, we play, you know, I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's something like 15 instruments between the four of us, and we all sing. And so, you know, there are a lot of larger bands that, you know, have that big power and that big sound, and we have to make that work with just a plank of wood with a tambourine zip tied to it, or, you know, like we have a kick drummer slash lead guitarist slash harmonica player and lead singer. So it's kind of come to back up that whole idea of cunning versus brawn.
You mentioned earlier that you were at a point as a band where you were starting to move away from Americana, as you described it. Is that just due to how crowded that pool has become?
I mean, I think it's just how our writing has influenced one another.
I think we were lucky that when we started writing, I mean, a lot of Nathan and I's stuff years and years ago was pretty folky and kind of country, and we were lucky that as we became a band, it had started to become very popular. And now I think just, you know, in another sort of just flow with how we work, we're sort of slowly moving away from that, and maybe, you know, that'll work really well for
us. It's not like we don't, it was lucky that the folk scene is really popular right now and that it, you know, that's worked in our favor, but we don't write music for what is popular or what we think. It's not like we're all like heavy metal fans or want to be rockers and we're just doing the folk thing because it's popular right now. We all write music that we enjoy and, you know, we're going to continue to write music that we enjoy and that we want to play and that we want to hear ourselves, you know. And that's really the only
driving
influence.
Factor,
yeah, that's the only really driving factor, at least for me, you know, in my writing process, is what do I want to listen to? What do I want to have fun playing? And that's sort of, you know, it might move in and around wherever the folk scene is or whatever, you know, that genre is, but it's just whatever I enjoy playing and want to write. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have to pay a licensing fee now to the Lumineers for every individual ho or... Or
yes,
hey.
It's very
every time
expensive.
We shout, we send Jeremiah a check. Or stomp. Yeah.
In addition to the music that you guys are making, you've also made a really interesting series of videos that you post on your website that are you guys in, I'm assuming, not random locations, but they appear that way in the videos.
On tour, yeah.
What started that? Where do you go, and what are you trying to accomplish with those?
We were in Mexico when it first started.
Well,
what really started
background.
Was both Nathan and I are really into film, and that was kind of, I mean, music, we've been playing music since we were babies. I have videos of me playing drums as, you know, when I'm like 2 years old. But film had been a love of ours since we could hold a camera, and being homeschooled, we were able to just kind of run around our family farm and make shoot videos all day, and we've made features and shorts and everything in between. And it just kind of worked out that as a band, having a nice visual presence is very important. And we lucked out that both Nathan and I were really into that. And we've done professional photography, videography. So we had the gear and we had the drive and we had the know-how. So we sort of...
And we were in Mexico kind of doing a... It was... Nathan had just gotten done with school. So we were on kind of a retreat in Mexico and writing all these songs, and we were like, oh, well, how long is it going to be till we get to record these? Let's just make videos. Let's make live videos, find a beautiful location, and just start filming. And then it turned into this whole thing. We have 6 of them now.
Mm-hmm.
So
we'll
it's been really
soon.
Fun. And every time we're on tour, we're like, oh, well, where are we going to shoot our next Wayward session?
Yeah.
So do you guys set up static cameras or do you call in people to help you out with that part?
Usually it's static in New York. The director of photography that Nathan and I work with is based in New York. We were lucky that he was around when we came. So he came out and shot that one.
Generally, it's a tripod shot, and then we'll each, mostly the boys, will take turns kind of filming strategically so that it looks like...
And we kind of film on the road, so we sometimes throw some of that footage of us, you know, traveling and hanging out in the van.
I mean, song and the take are all like one shot. We'll fill in some filler shots, so it's not so boring. But you know, what you're listening to, it's a live one take sort of deal. Because a lot of locations too, we can't be out there for too long. Like we were in front of the Tetons for Distant Lands, which the song we're gonna play next, and it was like freezing cold, and it was
really
like six in the morning.
And
so, you know, normally we do them like two takes, or if we're in some like location, you know, like we have like, oh, we got like, you know, 5 minutes to film this. Let's, you know, like, do it.
Let's knock it out in one take. You mentioned before the tune, animal advocacy. Mm-hmm. How did you get involved in that? What organizations are you guys working with?
When I moved to New York, I was inspired to go vegan, and I got really heavily involved in the animal advocacy scene out there, which is really strong and thriving and really cool. And so we decided that I wrote a song called Open Up that's on the album, and we decided that when we released it, we'd release it as a single, and 50% of the proceeds would go to Farm Sanctuary, which is based in New York. It's an animal advocacy organization that rescues animals and basically gives them a sanctuary to live on, and then you can go visit and hang out with these animals and see that every animal is an individual, because that's something that we tend to forget when we're eating them. So that's been really cool, and it's amazing to have the support of the animal advocacy
community.
And so, Zach, this is also a way for you to reconnect with some of your old buddies
from
childhood.
Exactly. Right? Can't forget my first friends.
No, our cow friends.
Now, are you guys aware of the fact that there is also an artist, a hip-hop artist out
called
there
Briar
named
Rabbit.
Briar Rabbit?
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
he Briar doesn't have Rabbit. An apostrophe,
right.
So it doesn't count.
No.
But yes, we are. Yeah, we are aware of that. And I think when we looked into it, it seemed like he is. He's part of the Flowbots. So I think the thinking was that since he wasn't so much a solo artist, it wouldn't be a huge issue. And it hasn't been an issue yet. There have been a couple of photos that we've been tagged in of him.
Ooh.
But.
Oh, we'll see down the line.
We'll see. If
change
we get
our name
sued,
to Brim Hat Rabbit.
There's also a molasses brand called Brer Rabbit.
Yeah,
so if we get sued, we'll figure something out.
All right. Well, while you are Brer Rabbit, it's been a pleasure to have you in. We have time for one more? What do you want to finish with?
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you. This one's called Distant Lands. Yeah.
How the things that I thought you'd say, how those glances upon the wild of my heart still remain. And when I caught myself thinking, I would look down and smile, and I knew I would wait for you, and I knew I would wait a while. Yes, I knew I'd wait a while.
We found lost, we left and sailed away. Distant lands in the hand of the hammer spinning our days. So give me a shot so I can make this dream come true. Spend my days sitting next to you. I'll spend my days sitting next to you.
Call it down to the water where the clouds roll high and wild. Shake it loose from the depths of me.
Lost in a world that was only a mile, staring hard into your captain sailed away.
That is Br'er Rabbit live on Jefferson Public Radio with music from their album called The Wild North. Again, you can find more information on the band at brerrabbitmusic.com for as long as they are allowed to use the name. That is Zach Hamer, Nathan Hamer, Miranda Zickler, Jillian Walker. Guys, thanks for visiting us here at JPR.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.